Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soar with Kate. I was supposed to welcome to my very first episode on Blog Talk Radio and here on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. We've got a wonderful show lined up for you today. I've got a lovely guest called Astra, who'll be on the show a little bit later, talking about how to empower yourself and receive more abundance into your life. I've got a excuse me for a bit of a bad voice today. I've had a bit of a cold. But I'll do the best I can without coughing. So yeah, so a little bit about myself. My name is Kate Warlow. I live in the UK, in the southwest corner of the UK in Cornwall, which is a beautiful place surrounded by the sea and coastline. I'm a transformational healing coach and practitioner. I have been in the field for probably about 20 years now. It started when I was diagnosed with a chronic illness 20 years ago, and it's kind of rocked my world a bit, and it's made me reevaluate my whole life. it kind of made me realise that I needed to make shifts in my life to make the bigger changes. Illness I got when I was 19, and at that age, you tend to, you've got a whole life ahead of you, and you've got all these dreams you want to fulfill, and suddenly I was diagnosed with illness that left me almost bedbound, and extremely exhausted, and my immune system kind of went to pot, really. From that, I discovered new ways of living and new ways of living my life in a more spiritual way. I was introduced to angel therapy by Doreen Virtue, and through that I discovered that I absolutely loved the law of attraction and about raising your vibration to create a better life for yourself. So it's through my spiritual work and also my healing work. I've been a healing practitioner for many years. I've been trained in aromatherapy and reflexology and massage originally, and then I started my spiritual therapy in 2005. So my work now, I work on combining all of those therapies into one program to help people shift not only in a spiritual way, but also physically and emotionally and mentally as well. So we treat the entire mind, body and spirit in a variety of ways to hope to get the most holistic therapy possible for whatever it is you're going through. So we're having a few little technical difficulties at the moment, trying to get my guest online. We're just working through that at the moment. And once we have her online, we'll be interviewing Astra and learning all about abundance and empowerment. Astra is an amazing lady. She is a shaman, and she has a wonderful website called oneexpansion.com, she works with spirit guides and angels and your loved ones that have crossed over to learn from from past lessons in your life in order to move forward and to use very wonderful array of tools to bring more into your life. Excuse me, coughing all the time. Excuse me. So as soon as we can get her online, we will do. But in the meantime, the number to call in, if you have any questions at all about transformational healing or about how to bring abundance into your life or about angels. I also work with angels, and I'll be doing live angel readings on the call today as well. So the number to call in is, if you're in the US, it's 646-716-7979. If you're in the UK, you have two options. You have either, you can ring that number, but to put 001 at the front, so it'd be 001, which is the US country code, and then 646-716-7979. Or alternatively, If you can see the chat box in front of you, you're welcome to post a question into the chat box, and I'll answer as many questions as I can. excuse me. also, if you want to go to my Facebook page, it is facebook.com/angelchakra444, which if you'd like to post any questions on the page there, I can also answer any angel questions, or if you have a question for the angels to be have an angel reading today, then you can post a comment on there also, and I'll get to as many as I can throughout the call. I have a couple already lined up who would like me to answer their questions. But if I don't get anyone else who'd like a reading, then I will do a general group reading to see what the message is for this week in your life, and to help you to move forward in any situation you have going on at the moment. So I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like to say, what is your definition of abundance? Do you just feel it's financial? Or do you feel it is great health, which unfortunately I don't seem to be having today? what is your so if you anyone would like to call in or enter a message in the chat box, what is your definition of abundance? Then that'd be great, and I'll be looking forward to answering any questions you have. So while we're just awaiting that for a few moments, I'm going to see if I can get my my friend online to interview her. Just one moment. So yeah, so just a moment. So another thing I offer in my business is I create angel healing jewelry. Now, I've been a crystal healer probably for about the last 12, 15 years. And crystals are amazing tool. And there's so many different ones you can use for all different types of conditions and anything you want to attract into your life. excuse me. Every archangel has its own crystal associated with it. And I started off with the angel chakra jewelry that I make. But actually, before I started my transformational healing journey, I connected with the archangels when I did the Angel 7 Practitioner course with Doreen Virtue 10 years ago in Glastonbury. It's the only time she's taught the Angel 7 Practitioner course in the UK, and I was very, very lucky to get onto it. And Glastonbury is the most amazing place. The energy there is just phenomenal. I'd love to be able to go back there again one day. it was during that course, and we were learning all about the archangels and how they can help you. And I kind of discovered that the archangels were also very closely associated with your chakras. And each chakra has a different archangel associated with it. And that also each chakra has a different crystal and different color. And if you've ever seen a chart of the chakras, on the chakra system, you'll see that it looks like a rainbow. So starting from the base of your spine up to the crown of your head, to the colours of the rainbow, from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Violet being the crown of your head. the base chakra is the one we focus on the most when we want to bring abundance into our life. And the crystals associated with that are red and brown and black crystals. And most of the common ones are smoky quartz is the most common one, which tends to get used a lot for grounding, and also red jasper and garnets as well. Garnet is a beautiful crystal and it's very popular for use in jewellery. So the archangel that I'm associated with the root chakra is the Archangel Ariel or Archangel Gabriel. The Archangel Ariel is the angel of she helps to bring things into your life which are material objects. So she helps to ground you as well and keep you grounded. Now the great thing about it is when when you're working within the archangels, you don't have to be attuned to any of them. You don't have to pray to them. The last thing you want to do is pray to them. You can just talk to them as though you're talking to a great friend. They're really easy to talk to, and you'll pick up their energy in many different ways. Many people see angel feathers on the ground if angels nearby, or they see sometimes you pick up pennies, and then very often if you see a shiny penny on the floor, it's a sign that your angels are with you, and they're sending you abundance as well. So Archangel Ariel is the root chakra angel, and she also works with the trees and with nature, and very much a sort of grounding energy. So by one of the great a great way of connecting to make yourself more grounded is to imagine you are a tree. So imagine you have roots growing up to the bottom of your feet and connecting with the center of earth, and that grounds your energy into the earth, into the earth energy. It stops you having a kind of bloaty feeling. Sometimes if you're trying to connect to angels, very often you may feel a bit lightheaded, you may feel a bit woozy, a bit dizzy, and by grounding yourself first, it's far easier to connect with them than it is if you don't ground yourself. So once you've actually grounded yourself by imagining that you have roots growing from your the soles of your feet into the earth, and you're pulling up that grounding earth energy from the center of the earth, and it's pulling up back up through your legs and into your body, and that will ground your whole energy and your aura into the earth energy as well. So once you are grounded, then it's much easier to connect with your angels. So you can connect with Archangel Ariel first, and the best way to connect is just say, Archangel Ariel, I need help with, and just state whatever it is you need help with, whether that's you want to bring more money into your life, whether you want to bring more stability into a relationship, whether you want to find a secure place to live, anything to do with grounding, security, abundance, material gains, anything like that is perfect for Archangel Ariel. And the crystals, again, associated with her are smoky quartz, garnet, red jasper, black tourmaline, jet. Any kind of black, brown, red stones are all associated with the root chakra. the next chakra above that is in your sort of lower abdomen, and this is the sacral chakra. That is all about emotions and how things make you feel, it's all to do with relationships and friendships, any relationships, whether it's love relationships or relationships with your family, or even sexual relationships as well. It can help you with sexual healing if you've ever had problems in the past with abuse or anything. It can help you to heal that on an emotional, physical and spiritual level as well. And the archangel that is associated with the sacral chakra is Archangel Gabriel. And she also helps mothers with children and childbirth, because obviously that area of sexuality and sacral chakra is, and your abdomen is all very closely associated with the womb, and it's very closely linked the same area as the womb in a woman, or the sexual organs in a man. It helps you just to connect to that sexuality and to that nurturing energy that we very often crave. So Archangel Gabriel, her crystals are carnelian and orange calcite. Bioropal is another one. It's a very beautiful stone. It's not easy to find. They tend to be very small pieces, but it's a beautiful, beautiful stone to work with. she also works with garnet as well, because, again, the sacral chakra is also very closely related to the root chakra as well, and helps to ground that energy in. So she works a lot with garnet too. But mainly orange crystals like calcite, carnelian in particular, bioropal, even orange sapphire is another one. It's a beautiful one. And also topaz as well. Topaz is a beautiful crystal, also has very high energy. So call upon Archangel Gabriel whenever you need help with any emotional aspect, or whether you're trying to get pregnant, or if you're worried about childbirth, or if you are wanting to conceive a baby, or you're wanting to heal any past life issues surrounding childbirth and surrounding being a parent. And so that can also help you to connect too. Right, so just give me one moment. I'm still trying to connect my friend for her interview. So Archangel Gabriel, she's also the angel of arts and the communication, and helps you with writing as well. Sorry about this. So if you actually, I have a funny story about Archangel Gabriel. When I was at university, I was training to be a herbalist, and I had this assignment that had to be due in, and I was having such trouble writing it. I had no idea what to write. It was about, I mean, I should have known what to write. It was about hormones, about female hormones. But I was having a lot of trouble trying to get the right amount of words, and also wanted to pass it, because I think it's one of the final assignments for that section of term. So I was sitting and almost pulling my hair out, trying to work out how to do this article and this assignment. And so I asked Archangel Gabriel, I said, please, can you help me write this assignment? I don't care about getting a huge, brilliant mark. I just need to get enough points to pass. That's all I want, enough points to pass. So I wrote it, and then I looked back and I was reading it, thinking, oh my goodness, these aren't even my words. This is really strange. And I realized that Archangel Gabriel had actually written the assignment through me, and I actually channeled her words. And sure enough, when I actually got the paper back after it had been marked, I got just enough marks to pass. No more and no less. I got the exact amount I needed to pass that assignment. So that was a great way of calling upon angels to help you with little things like that, to try and get the assignments filled and that kind of thing. She can also help you with writing a book. Have you ever felt that you would like to write a book, and everyone, and they do say that everyone has at least one book in them that needs to be written, then she's a great angel to call upon to help you with writing, to help you to get started on your books, to help you to lay out the chapters and the how you want the book to be, and also to actually give you motivation to start it and continue with it and finish it. Because, I mean, one thing about writing a book is many of us have probably tried to write a book, and it's getting going, and it's having that persistence and that discipline to actually write each day until that book is finished. And I've been trying to write a book for many years, and I still haven't quite got there. But then I started a family as well. Very often children get in the way instead. So Archangel Gabriel will help you with your emotions. It will help you with parenting. It will help you with creativity. If you find you're having a creative block, if you love to be very creative and make things, whether that's sewing or art or creating music, she's brilliant at just helping to just move through those creative blocks and to find your inspiration again and to go forward with that. And she's helped me an awful lot when I've had many creative blocks and trying to, it gets to the point you can't deal with the trees, and you'll ask her for help, and she'll just give you a little tidbit, a little boost of inspiration, and you're on your way before you know it. So that's Archangel Ariel for the root chakra, and Archangel Gabriel for the sacral chakra. So we come next is the solar plexus. And the solar plexus chakra is situated just below your rib cage, kind of the top of your abdomen. It is your powerhouse. It is where your willpower comes from. It's also where your strength comes from, and it's very powerful in the sense that if you're feeling like you want to withdraw from the world, and you don't feel you are worthy, or you don't feel you have enough self-confidence, then usually that chakra is blocked in some way, and it's not working as efficiently as it could be. So you call upon Archangel Uriel, and his colour is golden, gifts of golden light. And many people say when they actually connect with Archangel Uriel, they often see a golden light in their room or wherever they are. They'll see this golden glow or this golden orb. And they know then that that is they are connecting with Archangel Uriel. And he will show himself to you in many ways. He'll show himself to you, will light up the path to know which step to take next. he will provide you with peace and the inner knowingness that everything's going to be okay. He will help to motivate you and to really sort of stand up for yourself and find that inner power within. And what was that? It's that goddess energy as well. It's very it's closely associated with the goddesses as well. It's that goddess inner power, inner wisdom, really connecting to your soul, which helps you to be motivated and to stand up for yourself and stand up in your true power and say, yes, I can do this. So his crystals are citrine and gone topaz and gone calcite. Any of the yellow crystals, such as so yellow calcite is one as well as gone calcite. There are two different ones. You can get the honey calcite and the golden calcite. And the honey calcite tends to be a little bit more opaque than the golden calcite does. And also, topaz and citrine as well. Citrine is a very uplifting crystal. It helps to give you a little bit of sunshine in your life. And it helps to increase your physical energy as well. If you ever find you're being very tired, then wearing citrine can actually help you to give you a boost of physical energy as well. So it's great to wear as jewellery, or it's great to just have in your pocket, or just hold on to it. And funny enough, when my daughters were very young, and they're babies and they were teething, my youngest daughter found a huge chunk. It's sort of size of probably about 4 inches long. And it's massive, because about 4 inches by about 3 inches, this huge big chunk of citrine, and she used that to teeth on. She just keep grabbing it and then just putting it in her mouth and just sort of sucking the crystal, and we never had any problem with teething with her. I mean, her teeth came through really, really quickly. They all came at once. She didn't have very much stress over it, whereas some babies, they have a terrible trouble with teething, and it really upsets them. But she, by naturally going towards crystals that she loved to actually help take the pain away, and she used to go for the citrine crystals, whereas my eldest daughter used to go do the same, but with a huge chunk of rose quartz. And rose quartz is a perfect crystal for children, because it's very calming, it's very relaxing, and it's very, very gentle energy. So that's why my children, how early they were, how young they were when they first got into crystals. Now they still to this day absolutely love any kind of stones, any kind of crystals. So, so Archangel Uriel is for the solar plexus, and he helps to motivate you, and he helps to increase your physical energy and to stand your power and to take back your power. If you feel like you've given your power away to too many people, it actually helps to get your power back. And to feel more confident in yourself and increase your self-worth and know that you can do anything at all you put your mind to it. Now, citrine is also a brilliant abundance crystal as well, and it helps to attract abundance to you. And one thing about citrine also is that you don't need to cleanse it. It's like a self-cleansing crystal. Many crystals you buy, you'll need to cleanse when you first have them, because they would have picked up the energy from anyone else that's ever handled it. From the moment it was mined from the ground to the moment it became in your possession. So it's always a good idea to cleanse your crystals when you first get them. And you can do it a number of ways. You can either run it under cold water or running water. Most crystals can be done that way, but some crystals can't. If they end in the letters ITE, then they may dissolve in water, so it's best not to put in water. But you can also lay them in salt, or my favorite method is to put them out under a full moon. And the full moon energy will remove any negative energy that crystal has picked up, and it will cleanse the energy, and it will also recharge it. So it'll be perfect for using it in any way that you wish to use it. So citrine is one of the strange crystals where it actually cleanses itself. And I mean, I still put mine underneath the full moon to charge up occasionally, especially if it's had quite a few crystals nearby where it has been sort of giving its energy out to a lot of crystals. I will give it a bit of a charge into the full moon as well. But citrine is a beautiful stone to attract money into your life, and it's a great one for businesses. And if you whether you have a bricks and mortar business where you have a shop, or if you do shows and fairs and things, and you have a little cash box near you, then you want to leave a chunk of citrine, a small chunk or a tumble stone in your cash box, and it will help to bring more money to you. And it's also good to keep in your purse as well, to help so whenever you spend money, it's returned back to you. It's generally a great abundance stone. And if you just hold it in your hand and have the intention of anything that you wish to attract in your life, then it will help that to manifest far, far faster. So the citrine is a great stone to have all around. So it's great for increasing your power, your inner power, your strength, increasing abundance into your life, uplifting you and increasing your physical energy. So it's just actually kind of a really good stone to have in your possession at any time. So we're going moving on to the heart chakra. And the heart chakra is ruled by Archangel Raphael, who's known as God's healer. And he is a healing angel. He's the one to call upon if you need any type of healing. He will help to channel his green healing energy into whichever part of the body you need healing with. He also helps to heal the heart. He helps to heal any conditions of the heart, and also if you're going through a breakup and you're heartbroken about something, he'll help heal that also. He's a great one to call upon for any kind of healing. He also helps your relationships, and he works very closely alongside Archangel Shamuel, who's the angel of peace, and he works very closely with the heart chakra too. I think my guest is by online, so I'll talk to her in a moment. Archangel Raphael and Archangel Shamuel together will help to bring the love of your life into your life. So if you're looking to find a new partner, then those two are the best ones to call upon for help in bringing new love and new relationships and new romance into your life. And their crystals are malachite and rose quartz, and also watermelon tourmaline, which is a pink and green crystal, or ruby and zoisite, again, which is also pink and green. And they're beautiful crystals to work with as well. Again, it's a ruby and zoisite, and that is one of the crystals which cannot be put in water because it may dissolve. So again, either put it out under the full moon to charge it and cleanse it, or put it in a bowl of salt and do that and leave it overnight. That'd be fine to do that as well. So that's the heart chakra, and then we've got the throat chakra, which is Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael tough me a lot at the moment because I can maybe have me to talk through this cough I've got. He is what's known as the bouncer angel, and he's my favourite angel, and I work with him a lot. He helps to take any negativity out of your life. He helps to protect you in any situations that you feel a little bit unsettled in, a little bit unsure, you feel a little bit threatened. He helps protect you, and he kind of forms a bubble around you, so that only love can permeate the bubble and nothing else. And he helps just to keep you safe at all times. And he helps you also with your life path. So you can also, if you are wanting to change careers, then he can help you with that also. And you can ask him for help with, I want to find a new job, or I want to find a better job, or I don't know what I'm meant to do with my life, so I need some inspiration. He can help to give you little tidbits like that as well. And his crystals are sugarlight, which is a beautiful purple stone. Mainly purple stones and blue and dark blue stones are his crystals. So you've got sugarlite and lapis lazuli, and even sodalite as well. They're all great stones that you can use to connect with him and connect with your throat chakra as well. And then we're on to the third eye, which is right in the middle of your forehead. And the archangel from the third eye is Archangel Zadkiel. And Zadkiel helps you with memory. He helps you to remember facts. He helps you to remember past lives. It also helps you to connect with loved ones and spirit. It's all that third eye. The third eye is the eye of the soul. It helps to see what is going on in another dimension. It helps you connect with other angels, your spirit guides, your deceased loved ones, and also fairies and other elementals if you wish to connect with them as well. So he's great. He also helps if you are in a test or an exam. He's great for people at college or university or school, and you need to remember facts for a test. He's a great one to call upon to help you to actually remember any facts you need for an exam. It's happened many times when I've been at university and college as well. And then the final angel for today is Archangel Metatron, and he helps with the crown chakra. And the crown chakra is right on the very top of your head. And it helps to connect you with your higher self. It helps to connect you with the universe. And it helps to connect you with all that is. And whether you believe that is God or the source or, or just, excuse me, just the universe, the higher energy that is all-encompassing and all around us, and he helps to connect with that. And he also works very strongly with indigo children as well. And indigo children are very highly psychic children who sort of have warrior-like kind of energy. They're the ones that are going out and they're doing the political rallies. And they're fighting for their beliefs and they're getting things done. They're making shifts happen. They're the children who are coming up and they're very, very strong-willed and very independent. And unfortunately, many of them have been wrongly diagnosed with ADHD and autism and that kind of thing, which unfortunately is just their spiritual side coming out and finding their own way to connect with the world that actually works with their own energy, which they actually find very difficult. But Archangel Metatron helps with that. And then another show in this, probably this few months' time or New Year, I will be dedicating a whole show to indigo children, and I'll have somebody on the show live to help talk about that. And if you have an indigo child, how to help them, especially as they grow older. So those are the archangels I work with at the moment. And I do believe I have Astra on the line. Astra, are you there? Astra, can you hear me?
Right. Hello?
Hello! Hello! How are you?
I'm good. It only took a million years, but I'm here.
I know. I have no idea what happened. It's first show wobbly. That's what it is. We'll get it all sorted out by the next one. And it's so good to see your name pop up. Oh, yay.
I walked through several hoops in order to get here.
Yeah, we did. Yes, definitely. So I'd like to introduce my friend Astra. She's a wonderful person. She's a shaman, and she has an amazing website called oneexpansion.com. It's all about helping to empower yourself with abundance. So Astra, would you like to tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how you got into the work you're doing now?
Yeah, sure. So I work mainly with what I call soulpreneurs, which are soul-centered spiritual entrepreneurs, and because I am one, and I understand the unique challenges that can come with being a spiritual person, sharing our gifts out into the world, and also using these gifts to form a business, and then, trying to, beyond support ourselves, try to run an abundant, prosperous business and also, remain heart-centered and connected with our authenticity at the same time. So that's the basis of what I've been doing for the past several years. And as you said, I am a shaman and an energy worker and an intuitive and a medium and all of these things. And I use, you know, every part of myself. And I just in combination and I'm able to connect with my clients on a very deep level, in fact, on a soul level, so that, you know, when we're working together in partnership, we can really see to the very core of their business and what will bring them joy and what their true message is and how to, you know, get past any blocks, whether it's confidence or self-worth, you know, things of this nature, so that they can really get out there and start sharing their message, because when they're sharing their message, that is when they're of the highest service for their clients. So,
perfect. That sounds wonderful.
I'm healing to your throat and your cough.
I know. I really hoped it would be better today, but unfortunately it wasn't. And I would swig some cough medicine at the same time, but I'd probably just end up with a coffee fit if I did that. So I thought best not to. So if you can you tell me a bit about how when you connect with other spirits, how you can help someone to empower themselves and to bring more abundance into their life. So what kind of tool? What is a great tool to try to help to bring more abundance into your life?
Okay, so let me sort of connect in with your question here. So the answer I'm receiving is the fastest way to be the most abundant it can be is to connect in with your own soul. And I know it might sound like a tall order if someone isn't used to doing this, but it's actually really easy. And it's all about simply being present. So the way, if I would, you know, kind of describe it in just a couple simple steps, is the way that I do it and the way that I have my, to just sit and have a relaxed, or what I call a soft body. And so allowing any tension to just sort of flow away, drain out of your body, out of your energy field, and take a couple deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then ask your soul to show itself to you in whatever form it wants to be present at the at this time. And it could be, it really, you know, there's no wrong way to do it. It can show itself to you as an image or a vision or a word, or you might hear like a couple notes of a song, or you might see a color, in whatever way that you receive your intuitive information. And once your soul shows itself to you and you feel connected, then simply ask your soul, you know, what is, a way that I like to phrase it is, what is my most abundant next step?
Perfect.
And then again, you receive the answer in whatever way that you or whoever's doing the exercise receives their particular version of intuitive information. And the answer might surprise you. It could be, what is my most abundant next step? You might hear, make a pot of soup, you know. And it might be that you need to nourish your soul, you know. So, and I love to do this. I actually like, when I remember to do it, I like to do it several times throughout the day, because when we're really connected with our soul, with our highest self, and we are receiving guidance at all times, we feel good. We feel better. And feeling good actually links us directly into our abundance.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all about law of attraction as well, isn't it? It's whatever you put out into the world, you receive back. But obviously, the happier you're feeling in your life, and the higher your vibration is, and the more likely you are to attract amazing things into your life as well. And that's
exactly by feeling happy and feeling good, you're creating an energetic magnetic field that attracts all the good stuff and miracles and prosperity and health and wealth and all of these things.
So if you could, let the try again. You could just describe your what you have on offer at the moment. The how do you help people to connect to their souls in this way? What do you have, any programs available, or any tidbits on your website at all that can help people connect?
Yes, in fact, actually, so there's oneexpansion.com, and that's one spelled out, O-N-E, expansion.com. And I've got a couple different membership sites right now, which are like monthly membership communities, basically. And one is the Money Moxie Connection Club. And I'm working in partnership with Queen Mab, the Fairy Queen, and she has come forward to assist humans in connecting with their, what she calls Money Moxie, which I love. and it really helps, you know, anyone who joins the club, and there's a private Facebook group, which we call the Clubhouse, and anyone interacting on the Clubhouse also gets access to the Money Moxie Connection home study course. And so we go through the different exercises in the course, and there's different threads posted there throughout the week. And there's even a thread called, and I love this one, Ask Queen Mab, where people can ask their Money Moxie questions. And Queen Mab actually, I'm a channel and a medium, so she answers their questions directly through me. And it feels so great, and the answers she gives are so spot on. Well, obviously, that's what she's here for. And it's like a direct line into your own abundance, and it's so cool and fabulous. So there's that, and also I have the Visibility Vessel, which is pretty new, and I haven't really started advertising it, but anyone listening can go to my website and click on the Visibility Vessel, and that's a membership site for my spiritual entrepreneur clients. And which you're in that, and you're part of that.
I am. So. Yeah, I've been there for coming up to almost a year now. I think, isn't it?
I think it was February I joined. Right.
And it's lovely there. It was slightly different when I joined. It was for something else. But now it's just a little better. And it's the energy is so lovely. With so many people, we all really support each other and help to. It's called kind of like a sounding board as well. So if we've got a problem, if we're stuck on something, then there's always somebody there that can help us with that. And also yourself, you're great at just helping to give us a little kick in the right direction also.
Right.
We're feeling a little bit stuck, like, oh no, what am I doing? I'm overwhelmed. And you just come to give us a little bit of a nudge. And it's fantastic. It's one of my favorites. Sorry.
I love doing that because it's such a cool way to... for me to make myself available, because like I said, I work on a soul level. So if someone is experiencing, like you said, maybe some sort of a challenge or having trouble moving forward with something, if you guys post in there and I can just like, you know, look at it in my shaman way and see, well, I see exactly where the block is and here's what's going on, blah, 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 blah. And people are like, oh, yes, you know.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, so there's a forward motion. So it's
oh yeah, it's great because I've met so many new friends there as well, and then I think half of us are now on Periscope as well, so we kind of all support each other on Periscope too. If you haven't heard of Periscope, please go and check it out. It's really great fun. You can download the app on most phones. Can't use Astro. We're having trouble trying to get onto your phone now.
Right?
No,
my phone
it's all working. We're not quite sure what's happening there. But yeah, most phones and tablets and devices, you can download the Periscope app. I'm on there. If you go to it's periscope.tv Warlow. I spell my name is KATE.WHORLOW. I haven't posted there for a while because of this cough. But once this cough is gone, I'll be posting again more regularly. And I also do live angel readings on there as well. And I go through my crystal collection and explain my crystals and that kind of thing as well. I'll soon be doing, hopefully, doing some angel art on there as well. I've got a few projects lined up that I want to do. So that's a really great way to connect with me as well. And hopefully Astra too, once she can get the app working on her phone. But yeah, so we all kind of like help help each other out. And it is, I say, it is a fantastic place to be in and to just have that support as well. So is there anything else you'd like to add, or would you like, do we have anyone who would like to ask any questions at all? If you want to call in, the phone number is 646-716-7979. You're welcome to call in and ask any questions either of Astra or for myself. or also, if you'd like an angel reading online, live on air, so you're welcome to call in or enter in the chat box if you have any questions for the angels. I have one question for Tanya on from Facebook, my Facebook page. And my Facebook page is facebook.com/angelchakra444. If you want to ask any questions for the angels, you can go onto my page and post any questions on the page, and I can read them out on air for you. Excuse me. Astra, is there anything else you'd like to add at all about empowerment or about abundance?
Well, I'd like to share, if I may, just really quickly, that I, for a long time, I hadn't been offering one-on-one sessions. I was in the middle of moving to a new home for a while earlier in the year, and it took us a while to get grounded into the new house and before I was able to open my own energy back up. But that I am also expanding my business back into doing one-on-one empowerment sessions in connection with spirit guides as well. So, and that's actually a whole new website. If anyone wants to check it out, it's really brand new. It's so shiny. And
say the name of the website again, so people can connect with it.
That website is astrathemedium.com. astrathemedium.com.
That sounds great. So if anyone who's interested more in Astra's work, please pop along to that website and go and check it out. And also her other website, oneexpansion.com as well.
Yeah.
Right. So
I was going to say, if you have any direct questions for me about abundance, or if you are feeling like sort of, you know, the audience listening in, oftentimes energy is really universal, so probably a lot of people will have the same or similar questions. So if you're feeling into that and feeling like there's something that wants to be asked about abundance, whether financial or otherwise, I was going to say, feel free to ask me. Or if you have another idea, that's cool too.
Well, I think you've kind of answered my questions about abundance at the moment, and I will get you back on the future show, definitely. We'll without the technical difficulties next time,
now that,
and get
right,
you in
now,
for a much longer chat.
Yes. Cool.
It's newbie problems. It's the first, that's my first radio show I've ever done, so it's guaranteed there are going to be a few teething problems. We got there in the end, and kind of God, we got you on the end. We've got about 8-9 minutes left. So I just wanted to do an angel reading for Tanya first, because I did promise her that I would do one for her live on air. Her question on my Facebook page is how do I manage my current situation? So I'm using the angel therapy cards, card deck by Doreen Virtue. It's a really beautiful deck. It's been out for a few years now, but it is really, really gorgeous pictures on these cards. I know you obviously can't see them on the radio. But what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to pull a card for Tanya, and then I'll take a photograph of it and I'll post it on my Facebook page. So if anybody would like to see the card and then see the message associated with the card, I also on the Facebook message to on the post rather, I also add in what it says inside the guidebook as well on the actual Facebook page. So I shuffled the cards for Tanya. Her question again was, how do I manage my current situation? And let's see which card comes up for her. Funny enough, the mediumship card has come up. And this is your era, your area, isn't it, Astra? You work a lot with the mediumship. So, excuse me, I'll call again. So, Tanya, the mediumship card has come up for you, and it says you have the natural ability to connect with departed loved ones. Now, I know this may not feel like it's connected to your question, but very often, in a roundabout way, it tends to be. So I suggest that's what I feel that the angels are saying are, it could be to do with mediumship with your deceased loved ones, or it could be with your relationship with your soul as well. And it may be a past life that you've had, which may be affecting your current situation. So I get the information that you need to find a quiet space to just deeply connect with your soul, in the way that Astra suggested also about helping to bring abundance into your life as well, is finding that place within, that quiet space within you, and to ask the questions and to see what comes up. And it may be that you get a flashback of an image of one of your a family member or an ancestor, or it may even be a spirit guide that may come through, or another angel who is able to actually help you further in your path, and maybe just give you a clue, or maybe just by visualizing that person, or just that person's face pops into your head, it may trigger a memory or something of a similar situation that you were in the past, or they may have been in the past, and to look at how they handle that situation, and what lessons they may have learned from it or didn't learn, and that's maybe why it's repeating in your life. Family ties can be amazing. They can pass through many generations. And something that you think is only affecting you right now and here now may have been something that was affecting them in their life. So it may be a way to actually reconnect to that person who is in your life and see how they actually dealt with the situation when they were going through it. You may be able to find some nuggets of inspiration and some ideas of how to actually manage the situation you're currently in at the moment. And Tanya, if you'd like to have a more in-depth reading, by all means, please send me a message on Facebook and I'll give you a free email reading as a thank you for being my first angel reading live on air. So please, by all means, contact me on my Facebook page, just send me a message, and I will do a more in-depth full email reading for you to actually go into more depth with you. So if anyone else would like to if anyone else would like to send me a note on my Facebook page to ask about any questions for the angels at all, or any questions for myself about what I've spoken about today, and also to Astra as well, either send me a message on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/angelchakra444, or you can call in. We've got a couple of minutes left. The number is 646-716-7979. I just want to quickly this evening, we'll be receiving my time. I'm just checking what time the show. We've got at 7 p.m. Pacific this evening. We have our next show is with I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I do apologize if I pronounce this wrong. It's Irene Fonseca, who's Get the Edge Radio, and his show is airing at 7 p.m. Pacific or 10 p.m. Eastern. Irene is a strategic interventionist and addiction and relationship expert. His show will focus on helping people overcome difficult challenges in their lives, relationships, and health. And it's his first show this evening, so please tune in for that if you're able to. It's the best time. And also, there's always a replay available if you're unable to make the live call. So, as we have a few minutes left, I'll just do a quick group angel reading. And this reading will be for anybody who is listening in live, or anybody who listens to the replay. The message will be for everyone, no matter when you listen to it, whether it's day or tomorrow or 3 weeks or even a year's time, this message will still be valid for you. So I'm shuffling the cards now and to see what message the angels have for you. We have that's a good one. The message is, have you asked your angels for help with this? Your angels want to help you with the situation. However, they require your permission before they can intervene in your free will choices. Now, the thing is about angels is that they will only help you if you ask their help. They will not step in unless it's life or death situation and it's not your time to die. They will then step in and help you. And you often see many stories of miraculous sort of saves in life or death situations. So that's the angel card for this show. I'll be back on again in 2 weeks' time on the 4th of November, and I'll have my guest called Lara Wells, and she'll be talking about money and relationships. I'd like to thank Astra. Thank you so much for being on my show. Being on
You're
my
welcome.
Show today.
Thank you for being patient.
Oh, you never know me talk so much in my life, I have to say. Even talk. So I do apologise for everyone for my voice today and having to cough every 2 seconds. I really pray that by my next show this cough will have gone. So
it will.
Yeah. So thank you again, Astra, for joining. And I'd like to wish you all a fantastic 2 weeks, fantastic Halloween if you're celebrating, and I look forward to seeing you again on the next show on 4th of November. So have a fantastic day, everyone, and thank you again for listening in. Okay, bye for now.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want.